Galatians 5:22. Galatians 5:22. Oh no. Galatians 5:22 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." Lord, thank you for this this night, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity to preach your word, Lord, to all these people. I ask that you bless this message and that it only brings truth and that it opens their hearts to new things that they may have not thought of or remembered, Lord, that they are called to do. Thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So I'm going to define to you tonight gentleness and how we should use it and things that and how where it comes from. First, I'd like to read the definition of gentleness. Gentleness is mildness of temper balanced by power and self-control, where one can be gentle without being weak. Being gentle without being weak is kind of hard to picture, but you know those big guys that are like tall, kind of like Robert? They're big, you know, they're really soft on the inside. They're like babies almost. I have one guy at work, his name's Andrew, and he chased me around the roof once, but he didn't beat me. He only caught me and lightly beat me. But I'd like to tell you about the fruits of the Spirit and define the fruits real quick. My first point, I have three of them tonight. They all start with the letter T. My first point is the types of fruit. If you would, if we're in Galatians 5 still, go to verse 16, if you would. It's only a few verses up. This reads, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would." The flesh, before we were saved, ruled over us. And we only had the fruits of the flesh. The fleshly fruits are, as we would read, I'm not going to read it, but they're not good. They're not very... they're not godly at all. But when we are saved, we are endowed with the Holy Spirit, of course, and the spirits of the flesh come with that. They're it's kind of like a package, you know. And I'm not delivered by Amazon. But the package is all the fruits of the Spirit. They're we wouldn't have this unless the Spirit came upon us. The world shows no signs of these. It is only vanity, the world. And the Spirit is the only way we can obtain these. And first I'd like to define the fleshly. That is my first subpoint, is the flesh, the fruits of the flesh. If you would go up to or down to verse 19, we're going to read through 21. "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." So if you're not saved, you're not inheriting the kingdom of God. So you're clearly going to bear these fruits. You're not going to bear the fruits of the Spirit. So the world is completely captured by these fruits. And they're not good fruits. They never will be good. We won't have good fruits unless of the Spirit. And Genesis 3, Satan used... it's kind of gentleness, but it was not a good gentleness. It was a bad gentleness. He spoke gentle words to Eve and deceived her into eating the fruit. So you can see, it's gentleness, but it's not a good fruit. He did not have the Spirit in him. If you would read 1 Corinthians 6:19, if you turn there. 1 Corinthians. I found this verse in the ABCs downstairs before the service. We read this. 6:19. What know ye that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? See, we are a temple of God, and we have the fruits of God, but before this, we do not. And I'd like to move on to my second subpoint, which is Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit, if you would read those again, back to Galatians 5:22. Fruits of the Spirit are envyings, murder, But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. We're saved, if you're saved in this room, say amen. There's some visitors who may not be saved, but you can be saved, and it's quite easy, it's quite simple. But the Spirit, we are endowed by the Holy Spirit, and we gain these fruits. And we should live by them. We can learn from the Spirit if we live in the Spirit, and we can do these fruits to all and use them in our daily lives. If you would turn to 1 Kings 19. Verse 12. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire, a still small voice. See, we're not the only ones who have these fruits and use them. God uses them, and he's, of course, the main source of them. He, in this, the context is, I think Elijah was running from Jezebel. And he was hiding in a cave because he was the last that was killed by Israel, last prophet that hasn't been killed yet. And the Lord came to him and spoke to him in a still small voice, drawing him out of the cave to the entrance of the cave, if you read down further. But these fruits can be used in our daily lives as tools to get through our day and to draw more to Christ. So we do have some things to remember, which is my second point. Is we should remember that we are servants of the Lord. We are required to, or we should. We are called to do His will and His way and His works. And these fruits of the Spirit are the keys to doing those. We should ultimately be hearkening unto Him and doing these fruits. And He would not give them to us unless He wanted us to use them. This world is full of lies and deceit and not the fruit, so maybe if we're Christians, we should be set apart and bring this to the world. And that is my second point is we are servants of the Lord. If you would read 2 Timothy. Second Timothy 2:24. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient. As servants of the Lord, we should be striving for the Lord. We should use his fruits, and we should be gentle one another, apt to teach. God wants us to be servants teaching to others his ways and drawing more unto him. So he gives us these fruits to help with that. And we should remember that we are servants of the Lord and we are called to do these. We, as servants of the Lord, one of the commissions, or I think, is to draw more in, to win them to Christ, to bring them into our church and then teach them the fruits of the Spirit. As we follow the Holy Spirit, or the Lord, they should follow us. Just as Paul said, follow me as I follow the Lord. If you're seeing the next, we should also remember the great example, Jesus, who showed all signs of these fruits and was, of course, he's part of the great three in one, so the Spirit is part of him. So he has all these fruits, and he shows all these fruits in his life. So if you would turn to Matthew 11. Verse 28 through 30, Matthew 11, 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Christ says we should come to him and we should learn from him, because he is the great example that we shall all strive to be like. We should all be like Christ. As Christians, we should stand out to the world and be like, more like Christ, to bring more and grow his church. Christ's yoke is easy. His fruits help with that. He can make our burdens easy if we just hearken to him and listen to his fruits that will help us through our lives as Christians. And we should keep these in mind just through our daily lives forever. We're saved forever, so we should keep these in mind throughout our entire lives and not forget this, these fruits that we are called to use. Seeing the third point, this can be taught. We can teach others this fruit. If they're saved by grace, we can help them learn these fruits and use them. If you would turn to Galatians 5, back to Galatians 5, verse 24. Galatians 5, 24. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the afflictions and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. So we've crucified the flesh. We've sacrificed our lives and given it to Christ. We should live for Christ. And we should, if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. So we should walk in his fruits. And we can, if we live in the Spirit, then we can show others how to live in the Spirit. We can teach it to those who are around us and the other Christians, maybe who just got saved or don't know much about the Lord. We can teach it to them if we live in the Spirit, and we can help them to live in the Spirit. And this is important, because we need to show them that we're Christians and that we can teach them that they can be Christians too. They can be perfect in the Lord. And that was my second point, kind of. I kind of used that, didn't I? I guess I just move on to the last, which is we can teach it. I kind of used that too, didn't I? But we can teach it. We can teach it to people who are not saved, and we can draw them in with it. We can use gentleness to draw them in from the world. They'll see that we're different and they'll want to be like us. They'll want to know what we have and see how we're like this, and they'll want to have this so they can show their friends and their family, and they can stand out and be different than the world. And if you would turn to Matthew 20, I think I already read that. I have another verse here, but I don't think it really pertains to this. But we should remember that God's the shepherd of the flock. If you would turn to Isaiah 40. Verse 11. Isaiah 40, verse 11. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. God's our shepherd. He gently receives us. He gently pushes us along the path of our lives. And he is a great power. As we read earlier, gentleness is, let me read that again. Gentleness is power and self-control, where one can be gentle without being weak. God is not weak. God is very strong. Of course, he made the world. But he can be gentle and unto a sheep. As we see the parable, the 99 sheep and the one that went astray, he left the other sheep and he went and found that one sheep. And he gently brought it back to the 99, not harshly, not really beating it. Well, it does say break its leg with a stick, right? Shepherds break its leg with a stick and then it will never leave him. But he gently goes and looks for the sheep and rejoices when he finds it.
Amen.
And he's a great shepherd to us, and we should all learn something from him, and we should remember that as Christians, this should be our goal, is to please God and be gentle and do his fruits. This was kind of a really short message. I am... What? I'll just move on to the conclusion, if you would. 2 Samuel, please. 2 Samuel 22:36, if you would. 22:36 reads, "Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great." God has given us his gentleness, and he's made us great with his gentleness that he showed us. We are only in God. If we didn't have God, we'd be nothing. We'd be just little humans on the earth. Because the earth is his footstool, and if it's his footstool, then what are we? In conclusion, I'd just like you to see that gentleness is a big part of our lives, and it's a fruit of the Spirit, and we should live by it and all the other fruits, because we're not in the flesh anymore. We crucified the flesh, and we should live by his statutes and judgments and his fruits. And one of them is gentleness, and we should all remember that it's a fruit and we should live by it. And I'd like to read a quote by Mark Twain, and kindness is, it's kind of the same as gentleness, but it reads, "Kindness is a language that the deaf can hear and the blind can see." We should all be gentle so the unbelievers who are blind can see us and be drawn towards the light.
Amen.
And I think of